It's Who's On First with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Kyle Lawson.
I mean, the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Talking all things baseball on ESPN Radio.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
Here's Carl and Kyle.
Good evening, baseball fans, and welcome to the ESPN Radio Savannah, Who's On First Major League Baseball Show, show number two. And the show is presented by Mellow Mushroom of Pooler. The address, sir?
409 Pooler Parkway. Come on out. Got some drink specials. And, yeah, we're going to order some food in a minute here.
Some food. We got a great – we got. Hey, you're a Braves fan, the Braves. If you're a Braves fan, not the Cubs, the Braves. If you're a Braves fan, we got tickets. We're going to get to a raffle. We got T-shirts. We got Mellow Mushroom Bucks. Come on in. We'll give you 10 bucks and put it right away to your meal tonight.
Yeah, come on in. Get yourself a pie. And if you want to stay up a little bit later, we got the Braves coming on here right after us. They will play at 10:10 tonight. They are out on a West Coast swing playing the Dodgers.
Taking on the Bums.
Taking on them bums.
Them bums
anymore. Well, they've been
wait till next year. The Bums will do it again.
I was about to say, but they're coming back into their own a little bit right now. But as they get ready to start this series, all right.
Well, first of all, Kyle, how you been? This is the second show to you. I haven't seen you in about 4 weeks.
We already did this off the air. I know you're doing fine. Well, you look good.
Let's let the fans know that we haven't done this in a while. It's our second show.
We've never spoken outside work. No, it's great to see you. It's great to see you again.
I don't know.
I'm just messing with you. It's great to see you again. And let's say just any excuse to talk some baseball with you, Coach.
That's why you're the baseball fanatic.
Well, that's what we got to do. And you got to put up with me for
the next
2 hours.
Well, that's why I'm the coach. I'm the manager. I got to keep you in place.
Got to figure out when to go to the pen and whatnot. Your knee's looking good. Yeah,
still on the DL.
Yeah, Coach is still on the DL. Got a bum knee. Got himself a fresh one. And, yeah, so.
I didn't get a fresh one yet tonight, but I got to drive, so I can't have a fresh one.
You and me both. Having a Coke Zero right now. But, Coach, let's get to it right now. About a third of the way into the season right now.
40 games, right?
I was about to say we're past that point in the season where you're starting to see who the front runners are going to be in each of the divisions. And, of course, let's talk about the hometown Atlanta Braves. If you would have told me that the Braves would be 10 games over 500 going into June, would have been a little skeptical. I felt that this was a 500 ball club, but a young ball club. And they've really come out they come out of the gate just guns blazing, great pitching, fantastic. Just been playing great.
Well, let's get the people into what we're going to be talking about here tonight. I'm telling you, let me paint a picture for you. We're sitting in Mellow Mushroom right here on Pooler Parkway in Pooler. Nice and a little hot outside. We're outside on the patio. This guy's drooling to talk baseball. I mean, you got to get that white foam from your mouth. Let's slow down.
We can't see that.
That's why I'm painting the picture. I mean, you know, it's like your Pavlov's door. We ring the bell, we say baseball, and you're ready to go.
That's pretty much what happens.
All right, let's talk about the lineup you put up first, though. What are we going to talk about tonight?
Okay, well, Coach, first what we're going to talk about, sorry, I was excited to talk about the Braves start. Jumped the gun a little bit, but, hey, that's fine. Anyway, tonight's show, we got a action-packed show for you for the next 2 hours. You're going to be talking Major League Baseball highlights, of course, focusing on the Atlanta Braves. Braves just had a big draft, and we're going to talk about all the draft picks from this year's amateur Major League Baseball draft. We're going to go around both leagues and talk about the division leaders in each division in the National and American League. And then we are going to head on down the farm, talk a little bit about some of the prospects in the Braves system, and also talk about some local talent that in professional baseball from the Savannah Hilton Head area. And we're also going to talk with one of our good friends and manager here at Mellow Mushroom, talk about some things going on and get you all ready as we head towards the All-Star break. What do you think?
I mean, we're 52 games into the season, what's it, July 10th is the All-Star game?
Yeah, July 10th will be the All-Star game. It's going to be in Washington this year.
Hey, they're having a good time in Washington. You and I we're them Yankees. We loved last night. Little hockey.
Oh, that was fantastic. Yeah, I was about to say, look, hey, my Blackhawks are out of it. You're a Rangers fan. And
I'll take the Islanders, too.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, you can claim them.
But I just love listening to talk radio down here. Nobody wants to talk about hockey. They don't even know who the Lord Stanley Cup is. They're talking about the Conn Smythe Trophy when Conn Smythe's Trophy is for the MVP. It's the Stanley Cup that they take home and they sleep with. They drink out of. They eat out of.
Yeah, I've heard plenty of stories, and they're all hilarious, and they're all very true.
Right.
So, but yeah, the Conn Smythe Trophy. You know what? Alex Ovechkin. Okay, I'm glad
he deserves it.
Yeah, he deserves the cup, deserves the Conn Smythe, had a heck of a series.
Could you imagine being a player in any sport not winning a World Series or winning a Stanley Cup or winning a Super Bowl? And I hate to tell you, there's one player I really felt bad for, and you're wearing his hat. Probably one of the best shortstops ever is Ernie Banks. Never got a chance to win a World Series.
I was about to say, talk to Ernie, Billy, Ron Santo, pretty much any Cub that played prior to 2016.
Or any Red Sox.
Okay, yeah, prior to 2004, but hey, you know.
I know.
Yeah, I was about to say, hey, they got the rings posthumously.
Yes, they got them. Okay.
The ones that are still alive got the rings, but yeah, you know, it is what it is, but.
All right, so now we plug the segments, and we got the Braves on here. We are your flagship station for Atlanta Braves baseball, 1010. They're on the West Coast. You know, and a lot of people saying, oh, well, they went on the West Coast, they lost to San Diego. You know, the game of baseball, nobody goes 162-0. You're not going to win every series.
Every team's going to win 40. Every team's going to lose 40.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's...
But, you know, it doesn't work that way. People are, you know, getting upset. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Padres.
I wouldn't worry about that.
I wouldn't either.
No, not only that, they came into the series strong. They had a big victory. And then
took 3 out of 4 out of the Nationals.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's the one you care about, the big four-game series against a division rival.
Oh, but, you know, Kyle, you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat.
Well,
and absolutely. Everybody's thinking that San Diego, since they're in last place, they're the team that we should have beat. Even the worst teams in baseball win at least 60, 70 games during the year, so they got to beat somebody.
Yeah, that's pretty true. They're going against a rebuilding Padres team. They only took the 1 out of 3, but they got the day off. And, yeah, big test for them tonight, playing against the Dodgers. They're a resurgent ball club. Dodgers actually are back to .500 right now. That NL West is a mess. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But
Clayton's bothering me, though.
Well, Kershaw back on the deal. But you could say that for their whole staff. You got guys like, you know, Ryu, Rich Hill.
Right.
Corey Seager goes on the DL. Mm-hmm. But they've been getting some good performances lately from a lot of guys you wouldn't expect. Who would have thought Matt Kemp, former Brave, having a really great resurgent season. Max Muncy. Did anybody know who that guy was before? Mm-hmm. And going against Brandon McCarthy tonight. In fact, yeah, I'll go ahead and just give you our probables for tonight. Of course, after we get off here. At 8 o'clock, 8:55 will be the pregame for the Braves. And it'll be Brandon McCarthy, the veteran right-hander, number 32, going against a surprise in the Los Angeles rotation, Walker Buehler. Buehler, I was about to say, I'm sure he has never heard that in the last 10 minutes. And I never get tired of it either. But he's really picked up the slack, 3-1 record, 50 strikeouts, 2.74 ERA. And, he's really taken a lot of heat off of a rotation that's needed some help. So, not going to be the easiest series.
With a lot of Band-Aids.
Oh, you are not kidding about that right now. But, I guess just kind of getting started here. In our next segment, we're going to go ahead and talk about just the season as a whole. I want to get your take on it, Coach. It's an exciting time to be a Braves fan.
My take on it. Watching Braves fans always freak out at the beginning of the year, and they jump the gun before anything happens. I remember last year, they lost 3 or 4. And last year, I know they lost 90 games. I know over 90 games, whatever they lost last year. It was a rebuilding year. But I'm telling you right now,
you expect to lose.
I am not surprised where the Braves are right now, sitting there with the Washington Nationals. There's a lot of talent. The pitching is good. And we can go back to 1991 when some young guns came up and they changed everything that went up into Atlanta.
First, hey.
That's exactly what this team could be.
And, yeah, and you're also getting a lot of young pitching that's coming up. Not only that, you're getting a lot of great young bats. And, yeah, we're going to break that down for you as well. But if you were to ask me, I'd say they'd be competitive. I didn't think 10 games over 500.
We did say that in the first show.
I did say that. I'm sticking with that, and I'm pleasantly surprised. They're a year early to the party. That's how it feels to me, and I think, you know, any Braves fan would have to agree with that. I mean, right now, you know, this is just enjoyable. You're playing with house money right now. You got a young club that's coming up, learning to play together, guys that have played together in the minors, and, got plenty to talk about. We're up against the break.
We're up against the break. So remember, you're listening to the Coach and the Fanatic, Kyle Lawson. And if you don't, Coach every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with the Makos, Melissa Makos, Coach Makos. And when we get back into the football season, the Lions Den with host Kyle Lawson.
Yeah, you can catch Pride of the Lions. You'll be getting started again in the fall and break down all things St. Andrew School Athletics.
So you remember, you're listening to the Who's On First Major League Baseball Show. We're live right here. at Mellow Mushroom and Pooler at 409 Pooler Parkway, right?
Yep, 409 Pooler
Come
Parkway.
On by. Come on out. Sign up for Braves tickets. We got T-shirts. We got Mellow Mushroom Bucks. That means you want to come in and you want to get a pie. You remember a pie, you know. I like a New York pie. You probably like a Chicago pie, right?
I like them both. I
you,
don't care.
You don't care? As long as it's food, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Just put him on first. He'll eat all of it.
Pretty much.
So stop on by, and it's all right here. Stay tuned. You're listening to ESPN Radio Savannah, 104.3 FM, AM 1400, and now over in Hilton Head at 92.7. We'll be right back playing some baseball.
Yeah. Now, back to Carl and Kyle.
And welcome back to Who's On First Major League Baseball Show right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, FM 104.3. And it's presented tonight by Mellow Mushroom in Pooler, Georgia. Address, sir, so if they want to come by.
Oh, yeah. 409 Pooler Parkway. Come on by. We're giving away a bunch of great stuff. We got some T-shirts. We got a chance for you to win some Atlanta Braves tickets. Got some Mellow Mushroom Bucks. Come in. Get a $10 gift card. You know, go out and...
Put it on a pie?
Yeah, put it on a pie.
Just come right into the back. We're on the patio. It's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and, of course, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. So we opened up the show. We talked a little bit what's going on, what the show's going to be about, what the Braves are going to do with the Dodgers tonight. Well, let's look at the season in review. We're 52 games, 50-something games into the season.
52.
And the Braves are in first place.
Excuse me, 62. We are right now... They are 2 percentage points. It's basically a virtual tie with Washington as the Braves were idle yesterday.
62, I can't
They are
add.
Currently at, let's say I'm not a math major either, don't worry about it, 36-26 on the year, coming off a loss, 3-1 loss to San Diego, but got a chance to regroup on their West Coast swing, and they've just flat out been playing some great baseball.
I watched the game yesterday. San Diego's bullpen was very, very good, and, you know, after Freeman had the home run, you know, or Freeman... Somebody had a big hit. The bats went silent.
Yeah, they really did. And it was a bullpen day for the San Diego Padres. And, that was announced. Andy Green announced that, the Padre manager, going into the game. And Brad Hand, aloha, Mr. Hand, came in and closed the door.
Lights out.
For the he was. I mean, they just flat out got outplayed that day. Some days you just tip your hat. But moving on to play an important series against the Dodgers. But I want to back up a little bit and just this season –
We said they would be competitive.
No, we said they would be competitive, and right now they're a year early to the party. It's a pleasant surprise, and you have all the young guys coming up here and playing some great baseball with Freddie Freeman, of course, you know, veterans like, you know, Freddie, the captain of the team, Nick Markakis, and...
But the biggest hype coming in when we did the show way back there in March was all about Ronald Acuña Jr. One way they got to bring him up, and you and I discussed this, and I was against it, you were for it, because they had to keep it in the minors for so many weeks.
It's a service time issue.
Right, service time. Well, nothing more, but me as a coach, or me as a... I guess it's different in professional sports. I'm going to play my best players, whether it's a new guy, a freshman versus a senior, or a first-year player versus someone who has 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Baseball's all about the money, you know, and I hate to say it, but baseball's Monopoly. I mean, what they got over these players is unbelievable.
Monopoly.
He loves Monopoly.
It's a great game.
I'm the race car.
Yeah, I like the race car.
Okay, well, I already beat you to it, so go ahead.
All right.
So Acuña was the big talk, you know.
Yeah, he comes up shortly afterwards and just – shows the just electric power that he has in his bat. He's got incredible speed, and he's going to be, you know, I mean, he's going to be in the outfield for the Braves for a long, long time. Of course, he's on the DL right now and running down.
That was a nasty scare.
Yeah, that was a nasty scare. He is busting it down to first base
Hit the bag wrong.
Yeah, he just hits the bag wrong and goes down. You think the worst. You're thinking, you know, he's completely tore his ACL. He did not.
Sprain.
It's minor strain. He's on the 10-day DL right now, but he's already resumed baseball activities. That was in the beginning of the week. And
just taking it easy with
him. Yeah, I mean, you might as well. And, I mean, he's going to get a rehab start, so he'll probably be in Gwinnett. And probably, you know, early in July he'll be back up with the big club. But, yeah, he was one. He came up, and we finally got to see just what all the hype was about. And, I mean, unbelievable power. He's hit some second-deck shots that just, you know, you get goosebumps when you watch it. There's nothing better than a good, you know, compact swing that he has.
Well, what you got, if you ask me now, we know Acuña. Everybody was hyped on Acuña. But let's talk about the other guys. I'm excited about it. Nick Markakis. I mean, this is an unsung hero. We know Freddie Freeman's one of the best baseball players, one of the best players in baseball.
Leading the All-Star voting right now.
I mean, yeah, Nick Markakis, though, batting .341. Is that the most current one, or I'm a little
as
off
of right,
there?
Yeah, I mean, going into this week, yeah, he cooled off a little bit this week. But right now, he's hitting .328. And more importantly, he's getting on base at nearly a 400 clip. He's at 392 right now. And, you know, for a guy that's 34 years old going into, you know, his last season as a Brave before he becomes a free agent. He's got an option through 2019. But he's just – it's been a – really just great to see that he's finally healthy and just kind of having this revival of the season. It's great to have that veteran presence in the outfield. He pairs really well out there with Ender Inciarte in center field. And
we got to put Charlie out there more. We got to get Charlie in left field. Culberson. We got to
talk about filling in for Acuña.
Exactly. He's hot, and I feel bad. Who was the guy early in the season that he was filling in, did a great job, and sort of got pushed to the bench? What was his name? Tucker?
Preston Tucker.
Preston Tucker.
Yes, of course.
So, I mean, he's got to get some playing time, too. But I love Calvin Culberson because if you know anything about Savannah, Georgia, Armstrong State University, when they did have Armstrong State University Athletics, Calvin Culberson, his uncle was the head baseball coach over there.
That's right.
So, you know, and Calvin Culberson played minor league baseball, and now he's got his nephew. He's watching his nephew play. So there's a little Savannah tie there that makes it exciting.
Yeah, right? It's always fun to have a little Savannah tie. And, yeah, that's actually that's a nice little, wouldn't say a segue, but a little preview right there. We're going to talk about local focus later in the show and talk about some local minor leaguers that have Savannah and Hilton Head ties. So
let's go to the infield now. Captain Dansby there, Colonel, what do they call him?
Oh, he's Lieutenant Dan Seven. Follow him on Twitter.
Lieutenant Dan
Seven.
One
of the best Twitter handles.
Colonel,
in baseball.
Captain. One of those Army rankings. But once again, just a quick break here. You're listening to Who's On First, Major League Baseball show right here on ESPN. It's the coach Carl DeMasi and the baseball fanatic Kyle Lawson. We do this roughly every quarter of the season. So, Dansby is pretty solid.
You know, Dansby's solid and. You know, eventually he is going to, right now there's a little bit inconsistency with his at-bats. Of course, he had the struggles last year. Fantastic defender at short and just a great piece of that infield. He pairs really well with Ozzie Albies, who should be your starting second baseman in the All-Star game, having a fantastic year as well.
I'm your boy from the Cubs. Isn't your boy in the Cubs giving a hard time? The Albert Almore guy?
Well, he's a center fielder.
I'm
sorry. Okay, if we're talking second base right now, if you were to tell me right now who you're going to put in the All-Star game, yeah, I'd say it's toss-up between Ozzie Albies and Javi Baez, one spectacular play after another, but another great young piece.
But he's a Cub, so I'm going to go with the Brave.
Yeah, okay, you do that, and we'll let the voters decide
about
that.
We're the flagship station of the Braves here, buddy.
Oh, I'm well aware, and I'm wearing a Cubs hat. I don't care. I've made that perfectly clear. Hey, we're giving away Braves tickets. Come by and sign
up. All right, we're running. We got about 3 minutes here.
Okay, let's talk about the pitching staff.
But who's on third base?
Who's on third?
I don't know. How about Camargo?
Johan Camargo.
Camargo. He's filling in really nicely after they got the, Mr.
Well, yeah, Batista came in. They tried to bring in Joey Batts, and now he's with the Mets.
Is he playing?
Yeah, he's playing a little bit with the Mets, of course. You know, he was signed, and they felt that Camargo was a better long-term option at third base. And, of course, he split time over there with Ryan Flaherty as well. But great. But if you look at some of the we haven't even talked about Freddie right now.
You don't have to talk about Freddie. Everybody knows Freddie.
Yeah, everybody does know Freddie, but, you know, I'm just got to give him the credit here. He's getting on base. 432 clip, ops at nearly 1,000 on base plus slugging. He's got 43 RBIs. He's got the power stroke back. And, of course, he always plays a solid first base, and he's a great leader for the young guys on the Braves. And we've also, since we're talking about the young guys coming up and making their contributions right now and, you know, just a preview of what you're going to see in the future, Sean Newcomb.
All right, so we're going to the rubber now. We're going to the hill, right?
Yeah, we got it right now, and I've got right now, I think what we've got right now, you got Sean Newcomb having a great start to the season through 12 starts, through 68 innings, he's got 68 strikeouts.
Do you think he's the ace of the staff?
I think in the future he could be.
But right now, they're saying he's the ace.
Yeah, as of right now.
Because, you know, Julio Teheran is, he's got a little thumb problem.
Teheran's got that, and also, as he comes up, he gets closer to that sixth year and he gets closer to free agency, you got to ask yourself the question, is he going to be worth that big contract? Right now, I don't know that.
Okay.
The potential is there, but I don't know. Right now, I'm a big believer in Newcomb right now, and Mike Foltynewicz in his 26-year season.
Foltynewicz.
Yeah, Foltynewicz.
Yeah, hell of a game.
He's pitched really well.
Again.
Yeah, 88 strikeouts. That's fifth in the National League right now. And if you've ever seen him, man, he's just a goofy-looking guy out on the mound. He's fired up all the time. He looks deranged out there. And I mean, and that's it cracks me up. But hey, I like that mentality. And yeah, it served him well, and also had some good veteran pitching from Brandon McCarthy, of course, starts tonight, along with Anibal Sanchez. I would say Anibal. It's Anibal.
Anibal.
Sanchez. And, Mike Soroka, one of the Braves' top pitching prospects.
Well, we're going to save him for next. We'll talk about him next because we're coming up to a break here. And
oh, man, we are close. Yeah.
We are close.
Hey, so take us out. We'll be right back.
He's one of the guys on the farm that we want to talk about, and there's a lot of good
kids. He's on the DL.
But I'm telling you right now, remember, Glavin, Maddox, and
Smoltz.
I mean, they were unbelievable. That's why. That's when those three were put together, the Braves took off. Right now, Newcomb, McCarthy, and Fulton Avish. You build on those three guys, we're going to look like they did. Like what they win, 15 out of 16 straight NL East pennants.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Brandon McCarthy's just, you know, a veteran cog in the wheel to eat some innings, but he's been pitching really well. But yeah,
I know he's got a 4-point something ERA, but he's 5-2. He's holding his own. Well, anyway, I went off on a tangent. We'll get back. We'll talk a little bit about the pitching staff later on.
This is what we do. These are tangents.
Come out and see us. We're live at Mellow Mushroom right here in Pula, Georgia, on Pula Parkway, 409 Pula.
Yeah, 409 Pula Parkway.
Stop on by. You can win Braves tickets. You can get a T-shirt. You can get Mellow Mushroom bucks. That means you want to come in. You want to get a pie. We'll give you $10 to get off your pie. So, I mean, there's a lot of things coming in. Come by and see the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson, the host of the Pride of the Lions, St. Andrews Athletics. It's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and now over in Hilton Head at 92.7. We'll be right back after we take a inning break, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Take it away.
Yeah. Who's on first? Here's Carl DeMasi and Kyle Lawson.
And who's on first? I don't know. What's on third?
What's on? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, you're listening to Coach Carl DeMasi and the baseball fanatic Kyle Lawson, the host of the Pride of the Lions, heard during the football season right here on ESPN Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. We're live and we're doing the Who's On First Major League Baseball show. We do it every quarter of the baseball season. We're 60 games into the season, a little over 60 games. Hey, I got my math right.
Yeah, you got it right this time.
I got it right this time. But we've already talked about what's happening with the Braves, surprising everybody. Well, we have to go down on the farm, okay? Of course, this week was the Major League Baseball draft, and I lived it. I'm telling you, you want to talk about a nerve-wracking day, two or three days?
I was about to say, you know about it firsthand.
Yeah. But anyway, the Braves used 34 of their 39 draft picks on collegiate players. So they only took 5 high school players. They took 22 pitches, 5 lefties, 17 right-handers, and one of them happens to be the number one draft, which I know you want to talk about.
Oh, absolutely.
4 outfielders, 4 catchers, 9 infielders. 9 of their college selections were seniors, while 1 was a draft-eligible sophomore, and 5 were from the junior college ranks. So, I mean, let's kick it off right now. I mean, great draft. I think they were ranked in as far as draft potential as the 5th best draft in draft picks in Major League Baseball. What can you say when you get a high school student?
Well, let's talk about the Braves' first-round selection. Of course, with the 8th overall pick, they took Carter Stewart, 6'6". 230-pound high school senior, unbelievable, almost an elite curveball. I was listening to the boys earlier on
Three and Out.
Three and Out. Of course, Kevin, BJ, and Ben do a great job in the afternoons talking about.
Ben took the day off.
Ben took the day off?
He's being a guest speaker at a high school graduation ceremony.
Well, he's still on the show.
He's still on the show, right? He just took the day off.
Yeah, okay. But anyway. Stewart, talk about him right now from Melbourne, Florida. He is an 18-year-old right-handed pitcher, considered the best available high school arm. Once again, the Braves, of course, are rebuilding through pitching, and you can see it up and down their lineup. When we go down and talk about the prospects, the top prospects, the vast majority are pitching prospects. He was considered, of course, by MLB Pipeline to be the 5th best overall prospect. Big guy, and Brian Bridges, the scouting director. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, now finish.
No, I was just going to say, the scouting director, Brian Bridges, and I mean, it's been brought up by multiple pundits. Fantastic breaking ball. I mean, just can absolutely throw a big hammer, and that's that's exactly what the Braves are looking for. So,
but he has all the physical attributes.
I
mean,
he's
6'6", 230 pounds. And if you noticed, the pitchers in Major League Baseball who throw close to 100 miles per hour are over 6'4".
Yeah, I was about to say pitchers are bigger and stronger than ever. There's no doubt about that. And
I mean,
I like the selection. You know, and obviously the Braves do too. But
I'm just going to give you my coaching experience. Okay, how far is the mound from home plate?
60 feet 6 inches.
Okay, so you're 6'6". Okay,
hypothetically,
you're supposed to stride at least 90% of your height.
Right.
So what's 6 feet away from six foot six inches? So by the time you let the ball go, you're 55 feet from home plate. So don't you think that ball's going to come in a little faster than normal?
Yeah, a little bit like that, and especially when it's dropping 12-6 like that. He's got the humongous breaking ball. Yeah,
Randy Johnson is the perfect example.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, just ask John Kruk.
Right.
The heck out of him. But so I want to talk about the first few draft picks.
Let's talk about it.
So we talked about
Carter
Stewart. Let's look at the second round selection. They went, of course, where they went heavy collegially after their first round selection of Stewart. With their second pick, 49th overall, they took Wichita State outfielder Grayson Janista.
The Shockers.
Yeah, Wichita State Shockers.
He's already signed.
Yes, but say he's already signed. And, Braves have already gone ahead and made quite a few of their amateur signings, really getting ahead. And Brian Bridges and, of course, Alex Anthopoulos, general manager, and everybody else in the front office has got to be happy about that. But a little bit about Janista.
Well, we're not going to get into the front office from last year.
Oh, no. You know what? Anthopoulos has had a full year under his belt.
And he's doing a good job.
Yeah, he's doing a fantastic job. He's been responsible for rebuilding Toronto. It's, you know, bared out fruit last couple of years. But, yeah, back to Janista, another big kid, outfielder, 6'4", 220, and Cape Cod League MVP, the premier college summer league.
Wooden Bat League.
Wooden Bat League. And, of course, yeah, if you know anything about Savannah in the Low Country, we have our Coastal Plains Woodbat Summer League team, Savannah Bananas, of course. But along that same vein, the Cape Cod League is a very prestigious league for college players, and it's really helped a lot of players get at bats, get innings, and just get exposure prior to the draft. And right now, with the second pick, they just decided, hey, let's go with the best available player in that situation, of course, and it was Janista per the front office. So moving on to the fourth selection. Went with another collegiate pitcher out of Stanford. Interesting guy, very unbelievably skinny guy. It's funny, I just look, we got 6 foot, Tristan Beck is a right-hander. He was selected in the fourth round and with the 112th pick. Junior right-hander. And freshman opening day starter, and has pitched incredibly well despite a pretty slight frame. He's 6'4". Get this, only 165 pounds.
But he's 6'4". That's the key. 6'4", and he's going to be closer to the plate than a guy that's 5'11", 6'.
Absolutely, but just a very slight build. But he
can still bring the rock.
Yeah, no, he still absolutely can. His fastball, he's more of a control guy. He can definitely throw for strikes. He's got three good pitches. Fastball sits in the 91 to 92 range. And
by the time he makes the major leagues, it'll be 94.
Yeah, absolutely. With more frame, yeah, there's going to be some more. There's going to be time for, the velocity is going to come along.
And he's going to physically mature.
Well, yeah, absolutely. He's still, he's 20 years old right now. And, again, taking who they thought was the best available collegiate pitcher. So those are the picks that really stood out for me thus far. Had the opportunity to listen to the interview with
Carter Stewart
after the draft. Just, like everybody else, they're just starstruck on draft day. And, good coverage on MLB Network. And it was just, excited to see a guy that hopefully in a couple of years will be making contributions to the big league club. And I like the pick. So what were some of your takeaways from the draft? Anybody else popped out to you?
I just thought the Braves went after what they needed, and I thought taking that high school kid was Carter Stewart was a good choice. And most of your draft is pitchers, okay? I mean, because you can never have enough arms. If you look at a major league roster or a minor league roster, 13, 14 pitchers are on your roster because you have to use those plays. Your first baseman. How many first basemen are you going to use in a game? One. Second baseman, one, unless something happens. So you need the pitching, and that's what the draft is all about, finding the pitches, finding the diamond in the rough. I mean, so, but I'm telling you right now, living through a draft, it's one of the most nerve-wracking days or two or three days that I ever went through. I mean, Carter Stewart, ninth overall. I mean, he didn't wait too
eighth.
Long. Eighth.
Yeah, I was about to say, he was ready to go, and, yeah, in some circles, yeah, he was rated, rated
right.
fifth in a lot of circles. But, yeah, another strong pitching draft for the Braves, and hopefully it'll bear fruit in the next couple of years.
Of course, I got to mention the kid that went to Richmond Hill High School, Brian.
Oh, that's right.
Brian Eichhorn, pitched at Georgia Southern. He was picked in the ninth round by the Indians. There's another local guy that we're going to have to start following, see what he does, wherever he starts. Well, if he was with the Indians, he should start in Mahoning Valley.
Yeah, he'll go to New York Penn League.
He won't go out to the Arizona Rookie League, so. It's going to be pretty exciting because I watched them in high school, and you just love watching the local kids, local kids grow and blossom. So hopefully we'll hear about Brian Eichhorn. So basically, that's it. The draft, I'll give the Braves an A on the draft.
Yeah, I would say I think they did. I think it was a fairly smart draft. I mean, they didn't. There was some reaches in the later rounds, but I think overall they kind of took a conservative approach on this. They went after what they needed, and just excited to see what they're going to do. So, Coach, how are we looking on time here?
We're going to a break, but I like looking at the stories. Okay, so they took 34 out of 39. They took 34 collegiate players out of 39 picks. They took five high school kids. Of course, Carter Stewart was the biggest high school kid, but the final selection of the day was a catcher named Mickey Mangan from Pinecrest Academy in Cumming, Georgia.
Ah.
Okay, Mangan is the son of Braves field director Ed Mangan. He hit .322, was a .450 on-base percentage for Pinecrest Academy. So it's always a good story when you take somebody in the family.
Yeah, it is neat. It's always good to see.
But that's the 40th round. He'll go to college.
So. He will go to college. But hey, it's the token pick, but it's nice to say, hey, my name got called on draft day. So, Coach,
let's keep it in house,
man. We got to keep it moving.
And you're listening to the Who's On First Major League Baseball Show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. It's the Coach, Carl DeMasi, and Kyle Lawson. We'll be right back talking a little National League.
Yeah, we're going to go around the National League.
We'll go to Senior Circuit, right?
Senior Circuit.
We'll be right back after this.
Yeah. It's the Coach and Kyle on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back. Sorry about that. Welcome back to the Who's On First Baseball Show. We got a little talking to the people stopping by. That's right. It's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. We're doing a Who's On First Base Baseball Show. We do it every quarter, so we're 60 games of the season. Way back in March at a previous establishment, we did our preview show, and we're back here. So come by. We're located live at Mellow Mushroom and Pooler. Address?
409 Pooler Parkway. Stop on by, talk a little baseball with us, enter to win some Atlanta Braves tickets and also some Mellow Mushroom books. Got a lot of people. It's actually getting pretty crowded here.
So yeah. We got T-shirts?
Yeah, we got some T-shirts.
Marine T-shirts on the back, ESPN Radio.
Courtesy of the...
The Marines.
Hoorah! Yeah, exactly. Come on by and get a shirt. And, just having a good time. It's cooling off here. We got a nice little patio here, and we're just sitting around talking baseball here. And first few segments, Coach, we talked about the Braves' start to the season, a little draft recap, talk about some of the highlights of the season thus far, about a third of the way through the season, leading you up to the All-Star break. And, Coach, in this segment, I want to go ahead, and we always do our National League and American League focus. Let's start with the National League. We're going to take you around all the different divisions. And
we're going to start with the NL East.
Let's start with the East.
Of course, the Braves.
Got to start with the Braves in the.
Go ahead.
It's okay. In the National League East right now. Right now, it's a three-headed monster right now. The Braves, Washington, and surprisingly, the Philadelphia Phillies are only three games out right now. Right now, the Braves are only. They're actually one game up in the win column, but 2 percentage points behind Washington for first place with the off day. Of course, Washington winning last night over Tampa Bay 11-2. And mentioned before, the Braves will be getting started, and you can actually hear the Braves game. They're going to be playing pretty late tonight, 10:10 Eastern time. Pre-game starts at 8:55, so stick around here with us until 8, and we are going to bring you right up to pregame for your Atlanta Braves. You can hear every Braves game right here on ESPN 104.3, Savannah Hilton Head and 92.7
Hilton Head.
Okay. Yeah.
1400 AM.
One of these days, I'm gonna get the call signal.
Just do it like this. 1400 AM, 104.3 FM. That's right here in Savannah, Georgia. And let's go across the bridge to Hilton Head, 92.7.
Yeah, I do that too.
That's fine.
All right.
But anyway, before we jump into the Central and the West, I know we're up against the clock here because we've got a hard break. But I got to say, last year, I think there were at least five teams that accelerated the rebuilding process. Okay. Nobody thought Minnesota was going to be good last year. Milwaukee, the Yankees, Arizona, Colorado. This year, two of those teams, I think, that have accelerated the rebuilding process are in the NL East. And I'm talking about the Braves and the Phillies. And I think, you know, I'll admit.
Absolutely.
I thought, and you thought, the Braves were a year away. Same with Philadelphia, but.
I wasn't quite sure what to make of Philadelphia starting the season, to be honest with you.
Well, when you got a pitcher that you hated to lose.
Well, okay. Of course, you make the great addition of.
Jake
the Snake Arrieta. He's gone out there and sent a three-year, $75 million deal, and you pair him with Aaron Nola. He looks good. I saw him last week.
Ex-Yankee.
Yeah, coming through the system.
So.
You've got that. You got an interesting starting staff right there.
But that puts a little pressure on a team that's won four out of the six last years in the NL division title, and that's the Nationals.
Yeah, the Nationals.
Who choke?
Well, okay. Now, we're still talking about regular season, and on paper, Washington is
the best team.
They're still the best team. They got, you know, they got
phenomenal pitching.
They got phenomenal pitching.
One of the best players in baseball.
You got Bryce Harper, arguably, one or two. I still say two behind Mike Trout.
I agree with
you. And just a fun team. They need to get their ball club healthy right now. You know, you got Daniel Murphy's a little bit banged up right now. I still think everything is going to regress to the mean. I still think they're the class of the division, but the Braves are not going to make things easy on them, and neither are the Phillies. The Braves are a legit team right now, and they're going to push them all the way. You know, and I bought in. I believe that they're gonna have a good run into September. We'll see what happens, but right now Washington still holds the keys in the East, and they will get healthy.
But don't turn your back on the amazing Mets. If they get everybody healthy, they probably have one, or if not, the best pitching staff in baseball.
Yeah, that's a pretty big if. And, of course, Syndergaard's missing a start. Looks like he's probably going to head to the DL right now. They can't keep anybody healthy. And, I mean, last week, they play a four-game set against the Cubs. And they up and down that lineup, they cannot hit lefties.
Right.
And I'm sorry. Sorry for the Met fans out there. It's a mess.
But
it's a
if they get healthy, watch out, okay? We're not going to flush them down in Flushing, but just watch out for the Mets. All right, let's go to your beloved Central Division.
Okay, we go to the Central right now.
Now, here's another team. The Brewers were supposed to be rebuilding also. But it's such, very, very impressive.
got a little note from my favorite
Cubs
fan.
Go Cubbies.
Thank you, Addison.
Okay?
All right.
So, the Brewers, the Brew Crew, if this is not a big improvement, I don't know what is, because they're putting pressure on your Cubs. I don't think St. Louis and Pittsburgh are going to do much this year. So I think it's a two-team race with the Cubs and the Brewers.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more right now. Cubs won earlier today 3-1. That puts them right now, they are technically
in first place.
Yeah, they're in first place technically right now.
Percentage
Milwaukee
points.
Playing a little bit tonight. They're actually taking on Philadelphia. But
go Phillies.
Milwaukee is at. They're an excellent team. They went out and made some big additions, of course, with Lorenzo Cain and adding Christian Yelich. The pitching staff, and they're not even pitching at 100% right now, as Jimmy Nelson is not scheduled to come off the DL until July. And they have one of the nastiest bullpen guys in the league right now. And Josh Hader's phenomenal.
He's a hater.
Oh, God. You don't want to face him.
No.
And I was about to say, he is a weapon you can use. You can use
every
him
year. There's somebody that surprises us.
You can use him in the eighth.
Right.
You can put him all over there. He's he's like their Swiss Army knife, kind of in that vein of. Andrew Miller.
You.
But I'm sorry. Cubs are hot right now. They've won 9 out of 11 as of right now. Another big victory today. I'm sorry. They're still the favorites in the division. Brewers are going to push them, but I still think it's going to regress to the mean. Hopefully, Yu Darvish comes back, pitches healthy, and we in the, but I'm sorry. Milwaukee's a good team, likely a wild card team. Cubs are still the class of the division, and they're showing it right now as they're playing hot. Let's go out to the West.
I don't know what to make out of the Dodgers. I mean, like you said, there's a lot of injuries. There's a lot of struggles. They've had a lot of struggles.
The whole West is confounded.
They're three and a half games behind the Rockies, who's another surprise team. The Diamondbacks had a nice start. I mean, but it seems like they're hitting a roadblock, or they're hitting
obstacles. They've cooled off, and they can't win on the road.
They can't win on the road.
They cannot win on the road there.
13-16 on the road.
13-16 on the road, absolutely. They got a divisional game coming up at 8:40 against Colorado right now. The Dodgers, despite all of their, you know, injuries, have found themselves, they're right there in a division that nobody really wants to grab a hold of right now. And I think ultimately they're going to come back. They're going to come back and take this over. I think the only other team that I'm halfway concerned with in the West right now is Arizona, but I still think the Dodgers are the class of that division, and it's just a matter of getting healthy. I mean, who'd have thought that, you know, you get guys like Max Muncy and, you know, just, you know, mid-30s Matt Kemp coming back, having the year that he has, getting great pitching from Walker Buehler, who's in Ross Stripling.
Right.
Of course, Buehler's pitching tonight, so I still say they're going to regress to the mean. I think everything's going to work out with the Dodgers, and that's my thoughts on the West right now.
The West and the NL is the dogfight. Any one of those teams, there's four teams that are within a game and a half of each other. Even the San Diego Padres, who we say is really bad, they're only 4.5 games out. So that's going to be the dogfight to watch. That'll be the division that's going to come down to the end, to the wire.
Yeah, I really think so, too.
All right, we got to go to a break here, hard break. It's the first hour's up of the Who's On First baseball show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. I'm the coach, Carl DeMasi, alongside with the baseball fanatic and the voice of the Pride of the Lions, St. Andrews High School show during the season, Kyle Lawson.
That's me.
Stop on by. We're doing a live remote at Mellow Mushroom in Pooler at 409 Pooler Parkway. Stop on by. We want you to sign up for free Braves tickets. We got T-shirts. We got Mellow Mushroom Bucks. You want to come and get a pie, we'll give you $10 to take off it. Just come by and say hi.
That's all you got to do?
That's all you got to do. Come by and say hi.
Come by and say hi.
But can they tell us who's on first?
They can always tell us.
I don't know.
First. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Who knows? But anyway, we'll be right back after this break. You're listening to the Coach and the Fanatic on the Who's On First baseball show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and of course now 92.7 Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
It's Who's On First with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Kyle Lawson.
I mean, the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Talking all things baseball on ESPN Radio.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
Here's Carl and Kyle.
And good evening, baseball fans, and welcome to Who's On First Base. This is game number two of the Who's On First Major League Baseball show that we do here at ESPN Radio. I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm your co-host along with the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. Kyle, you can hear during the sports season as he does the Pride of the Lions, St. Andrews High School show about their athletics. And I'm on every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, the coach in Makos. And we just love talking about baseball. And we do this every quarter of the season. We're 60 games into the season, and it's been a lot of fun. If you missed hour one, we went over what the Braves are doing, who they drafted. We went over our NL focus. We talked about draft picks. We're into hour number two, so we're going to talk about, of course, we're going to start with the junior circuit, the American League. We'll focus on divisional news, pennant races. Then we're going to get into some local player. We're going to focus on guys from Savannah, Hilton Head, that are in the minor league baseball. Of course, Josh Reddick came back. He's back with the Astros. He was on the disabled list for 10 days. Then my good buddy here, the Fanatic, is going to interview the manager of Mellow Mushroom, talking about what's going on here at Mellow Mushroom and Pooler. Great sponsors of ESPN Radio. We appreciate them for letting us to come out here and talk about it. And then we'll wrap it up. We'll give you an outlook going up into the All-Star game, who's going to make the All-Star game, and so on and so forth. But right now, let's break it down with the AL focus there, Baseball Fanatic.
Okay, what do you say? Let's go over to the American League East.
Oh, we're starting with, I saved yours for last. No, I'm only joking with you. But, yeah, we've got to start with the AL East, which is it's a two-team race. I mean, the Yankees and the Red Sox are clear favorites.
The Blue Bloods of the East, absolutely. The Red Sox got off to a fantastic start. The Bombers are right behind them, and as of right now, they have, let's say they're in first place as of right now at 40-18. The Red Sox are 43-20 right now, and I mean, the Yankees and the Reds, I mean, it's a 14 game lead as it is already over Tampa, Toronto,
is, I think one of the best
and Baltimore.
Best names in baseball. Is he back yet, Mookie Betts?
As of right now, let me take a look.
I mean, he's been the fire. He's been the
no, he absolutely has been. I mean, he's still leading the American League in slugging, on base, getting on at a tremendous clip, and he's got a 4+ WAR, which is just fantastic.
Off the charts.
Yeah, it's incredible, and the Red Sox got off to a historic start with, of course,
15-2.
Yeah, 15-2. You know, of course, with, you know, Mookie, Benintendi, and J.D. Martinez lead the American League in home runs. He's got 20 right now, and but the Yankees are right there, and they're going to be right there. And yeah, hey, come on by. Yeah, we got fans coming by here. Just to remind everybody, yeah, we are giving away some Atlanta Braves tickets, so please come on out, sign up, say hey, grab a T-shirt, grab some Mellow Mushroom Bucks, and thank you.
All right, let's go to the other one. Let's talk about the Bombers. You got Stanton, you got Judge, you got Sanchez, you got Torres, you got Gigi Gregorius. So let's talk about
Gregorius. Yes.
What did I say? Gigi. Okay.
Well, I knew you were going to do
whoever Gigi is. Let's go.
Okay. So you got the Bombers in that right now. They are 40-18. They're going into the Crosstown Series, getting started. Actually, yeah, it's getting started in a couple minutes right now. They're playing the New York Mets. I think right now with their rotation, I have to say that's the only thing that, you know, I'm a little concerned about right there.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say it right to you, and I know I'm going to shock you. I mean, the Sox rotation is superior to the Yankees.
Oh, no, hands down.
Right. But the Yankees hitting has got a little upper hand
on
the Boston.
I was about to say, you have just an army of bats, and, yeah, the Baby Bombers aren't so little anymore. And, yeah, it's – but, yeah, this is going to be – this. I cannot wait to see what this looks like in September right now.
But pitching wins championships.
Yes, pitching absolutely does. And, yeah, my concern a little bit is you never know really what you're going to get when you trot Sonny Gray out there right now.
Yes.
But then, you know, of course, you know, you get Severino, who's becoming the ace of the staff.
Right.
Absolutely
Tanaka.
Phenomenal there. So, yeah, Tanaka.
CeCe's not doing a bad job either. So.
No, he's hanging in there, but I mean,
he's pitching. He's become a pitcher.
Well, he's had to be.
Right.
And, you know, at this point in his career, so yeah, he can't just go out there and, you know, rear back and through it like he did in Cleveland. He just
right.
can't, or even his early days with the Yankees. But yeah, two horse race, no big shocker in the East. Let's go over to the AL Central.
Wow, this is a rough division.
Yeah, I mean, it's a rough division.
None of these teams jump off the page or jump off the field. We know that Cleveland is the clear cut favorite. Minnesota, I mean, they had a great season last year. I don't know what's going on this year. And, of course, Detroit, I don't know. Detroit just seems to be floating along the last 2 years.
They're rebuilding on the fly right now. So, but they're surprisingly only 4 games out right now. Of course, it's early. And then you have just, you know, right now Minnesota and Kansas City are middling right now. And the White Sox, you know, if you paid any attention, they're in a full-on rebuild right now. They're 20 games under .500. And but they're putting together one of the nastiest farm systems I've seen in a number of years. So, yeah, I mean, sorry, it's Cleveland. I mean, the predictions that we made prior to the season are holding true right now. I still pick, you know, I'm still going with the Red Sox in the East right now. But, you know, I can't really pick a favorite as of right now.
You can't?
No, you can't right now, but... Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious. You don't have to know a whole lot about baseball to know that, yeah, the Red Sox and the Yankees right now are just superior teams. And just head out to the West right now, and what shocks me more than anything...
Here's another team that's supposed to be rebuilding. They're
yeah,
leading, they're leading the division, Seattle.
You would have told me that Seattle is in first place over the Astros, I mean, albeit by one game right now. Robbie Cano, 80-game PED suspension.
I can't believe
hurt.
That.
Yeah, you know, and it's a bummer.
Saying ain't so, Robbie.
Yeah, it's frustrating because he's been one of my favorite players to watch for this last decade. And, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, he got the monster contract to go out to Seattle. You know, you never know when these guys, what, you know.
But why?
But that's just it.
I'm going to go back in my youth here. Charles White out of USC.
Okay.
$1 million contract with the Los Angeles Rams. I mean, just blows it, or Daryl Strawberry. They just blow it on things they shouldn't be blowing on.
This is a different scenario, though, but it's like, you know,
yeah,
how long?
You got all this at your hands, the money, the career.
Yeah, it's
why
also,
do you need the
what's
drugs?
The risk versus the reward, you know, of going ahead and getting that contract? We never knew if he was taking it during then. He's still going to come back and be a successful player, but he's got that asterisk next to him. He's on that list.
Wasn't he hanging out with A-Rod? Oh, I didn't just say that, did I?
I was about to say, America's sweetheart, man, they're loving him.
Wasn't Roger Clemens
right
on that team, too? So
yeah, okay, but
right.
back to just, I mean, Felix Hernandez coming off, you know, just an unbelievably bad start, but they're just, you know, gritting out these ball games. They had, you know, the first no-hitter of the year, the man known as Big Maple, James Paxton, goes out and throws the no-no after being attacked by that bald eagle earlier in the season. It's like the bird just knew he was Canadian and went after him. And, you know.
God bless America.
Yeah, that's I'd still laugh at the video.
Maybe the bald eagle knew that, you know, the tariffs were going to come into play. But that's another story, okay?
So, okay, stick.
But the highlight of the West Division is on the L.A. Angels. Not the best player in baseball.
Well,
Mr. Trout.
It's Mike Trout, and he's overshadowed because he plays out.
But what's the story?
Well, of course, the big signing.
Shohei
Ohtani, yeah, coming out the dual threat. On the DL right now, got a blister.
Got a blister, yes.
But not only that, UCL strain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That came out earlier today. He's got the UCL strain. That's scary stuff because, yeah.
Dr. Andrews, where are you?
I was about to say, I'm sure a call's already been made. Hopefully that's not the case, but scary stuff for, you know, really the first, you know, two-way player we've seen in, you know, pretty much ever. I mean, going back to Babe Ruth. I mean, that's all we got right now.
But so we got Seattle, we got Houston.
Seattle and Houston. I still think Houston's going to come back and pull this out. They're just too good. Even with Dallas Keuchel struggling in the first inning, but, I mean, you got, you know, I mean, you look at Bregman, Altuve, Springer.
Springer.
They're just, yeah.
Reddick is back.
Yeah, Reddick is back and healthy. It's just a matter of getting their ducks in a row. I still think they're going to have a strong second half. Good story for Seattle, though. You know, honestly, a team that I really wouldn't necessarily say I feel like they've got it to make a playoff run or anything like that. Oakland's kind of a fun team to watch.
Yes.
They are going to be spoiling some stuff. I like Matt Chapman. I think he plays really good, you know, plays really good third base. And, yeah, he's up the tops in defensive war, I can tell you that right now. And, of course, you got Chris Davis out there. Billy Bean doing things on a shoestring budget. And that kind of takes us around the American League.
You don't want to talk about the Rangers?
Not a whole lot to talk about other than, you know, they're in the middle of a rebuild. And they got, you know, got future Hall of Famer Adrian Beltre there. And
Right. Big
sexy Bartolo Colon's 45 and still pitching, gets his face mashed in a cake. So that's a pretty good way to
still end. Still not the worst team in baseball so far, and that's the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah. Notice I didn't mention the Birds.
Good old Buck. Hopefully he can put him on the right track.
I don't know.
All right, buddy.
You want to?
We got to take a break here.
Yeah, we got to take a break.
Then
okay.
We got to come back and we talk a little local baseball.
Oh, yeah, we got some prospects we got to talk about here with Savannah and Hilton Head Ties.
And once again, you're listening to Who's On First Major League Baseball Show with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson, right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and now over in Hilton Head at 92.7. You also can listen to us on the stream at ESPNCoastal.com and also on your smartphone. Download the ESPN app and go to Savannah Hilton Head. Hey, we're right there. We're all over the place, buddy.
Yeah, we're all over the place. I see people. They're doing it right now. They're streaming right now.
All right, seventh inning stretch here. We got to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah. Now, back to Carl and Kyle.
And welcome back to the Who's On First Major League Baseball Show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. And once again, it's all presented tonight by Mellow Mushroom in Pula, Georgia at 409 Pula Parkway. It's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. Once again, we're having a lot of fun. We're live at Mellow Mushroom Pula.
Got a pie coming here.
Right next to somewhere near Publix. You'll see the Publix side. We're right out on the patio. Stop on by. Put your name in the box to win Braves tickets. That's right. You can get two Braves tickets. We got T-shirts. We got Mellow Mushroom Bucks. That means you come in here and you want to get a little money off your pie, just stop right on by. And we've talked about the American League. We talked about the National League. We talked about the Braves. Now we're going to go with a little local flair. Hey, Pula, Georgia, we're local. Let's talk about our local players playing minor league baseball or they're in the major leagues.
Okay, and Coach, let's go ahead and get things started right here. We have we mentioned earlier in the show that, ninth round selection, Mr. Eichhorn out of Richmond Hill and, of course, of Georgia Southern University. He's a junior taken in the ninth round by the Cleveland Indians, so it's always great, you know. Local guy getting a shot, so.
Hasn't signed yet.
Has not signed, but, yeah, that ninth round's kind of a teetering point right there. It's do you take the money or do you decide to wait it out and go for that senior year. But let's talk about some players that are in the minor leagues with Savannah area ties.
Let's start in the Frontier League because I don't know, people don't know that we got two guys playing over in the
Independent League?
Independent League.
Independent League. But, no, yeah, Frontier League, Independent League out in the Midwest.
So we got two local players. One guy, I got to let you know, he got hurt last year. He had a back problem, and he's from Calvary Day School. He was drafted by the by the Braves out of Georgia. And that's
Texas Rangers, actually.
No, I'm not talking about Matthews yet.
Oh.
I'm talking about Ryan Lawler.
Oh.
Okay. Everybody's been looking. Where is Ryan Lawler? Okay. Where is Waldo? Okay. Ryan had a back problem. And,
change your notes on me.
From what I understand, he wound up being released from the Braves, but he got picked up by the normal Corn Belt is, which also has Kevin Matthews. So Kevin Matthews out of Richmond Hill High School. Let's talk about a little bit about Kevin Matthews, who also was in the Braves organization.
Yeah, you know, kind of a tough go for Kevin. Of course, he had some injury issues.
Oh, stats on Ryan Lawler. He hasn't pitched yet. He just got there this week, so he hasn't thrown anything
yet. He just got there right now.
Right.
And, hey, I mean, you go out to independent ball, and, you know, it's a also, hey, one, it keeps you in professional baseball. Two, you get the opportunity. Scouts do come out to the Frontier League games. I've been to a handful of them in the Midwest. Of course, they're out there in Normal, Illinois, literally in the dead middle of the state. So best of luck to Kevin and, of course, Tyler and
Ryan.
Ryan, I'm sorry. I was looking at – man, I'm losing it today. So we got that right there. So, hey, so we still got people coming by. Yeah, enter to win some Braves tickets. Get some Miller Mushroom Bucks from us right now. But, yeah, Kevin – I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we do have a young man that is from South Effingham High School that's playing AAA, okay, and that's, of course, J.B. Wendelken out of South Effingham High School. Got drafted by the Oakland A's, right?
Yeah, he was originally drafted by the A's, but right now he is with...
He's with the Nashville Sound.
Yeah, he's with the Nashville Sounds in the Pacific.
That's the White Sox or the A's triple team?
Actually, that would... Yeah, that's...
It's out in the Pacific League.
Well, it's PCL. It's
so he's still at Oakland.
Yeah, he's still in the Oakland organization right now. 1-0, 2.77 ERA right now in 13 innings. So good for JB as he keeps trying to make it back.
His strikeout to walks ratio is pretty decent there. 19 strikeouts to 3 walks.
Yeah, I was about to say pretty good start for him. And yeah, I mean, of course, JB, he had a brief cup of coffee trying to get back from an injury, and so good to see he's doing well with Nashville. And let's move on. And
we still got 2 guys in Double A.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
You want to take Tyler? You got stuff on Tyler?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and okay.
Let me talk about Tyler because then you can talk about the other kid.
I was about to say the other kid.
I don't want to talk about the other kid.
All right.
Okay.
Fine.
So anyway, Tyler Batchelor out of Calvary Day School, drafted by the New York Mets. I think it was in the 9th round a couple of years ago.
Correct.
Had Tommy John surgery.
Mm-hmm.
He got put on the 40-man roster. That's pretty special when you get put on a 40-man roster.
That's a big deal to get protected like that. Absolutely.
And so,
Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
The Binghamton Rumble Ponies, upstate New York at Double A. It's in the Eastern League. His record 0-2, an ERA of 3.38. But I'm telling you right now, in 18 innings, he struck out 24. He's walked 11, but his WHIP is 1.23. But teams are only batting 190 against him, so it's pretty impressive.
That's the most important stat. Again, you don't worry about records in the minor leagues. It's all about the development for the player itself. In the Eastern League, it's a good league. I mean, I feel like if you're a true prospect, you're probably going to get the best looks, and scouts certainly go and see the higher two prospects when you make it to Double A, whether you're in the Eastern League or the Southern League.
I'm surprised that Tyler Batchelor, okay, hasn't been called up to AAA yet. I mean, he's supposed to be one of their top relief pitchers, but he hasn't made it out to the Las Vegas 51s. Is that what they called?
Yeah, the 51s, yeah. And, you know, he's probably going to get a look later in the season. Yeah, I mean, he's going to go out there, out to the PCL, and see what he can do. I mean, if he can keep things up with Binghamton right now. Yeah, as we mentioned thus far, yeah, hitters only hitting a .190 in front of him. So, you know, Double A's a good litmus test for a young prospect.
Well, you can talk about the next kid because I'm not blowing my horn.
Okay, that's fine. All right, of course. And the thing is, and yeah, we tripped over ourselves a little bit earlier because I was getting ready to jump the gun and go straight. And, of course, someone that Carl knows all too well, and that is his son, relief pitcher Dom DeMasi, relief pitcher right now in the Cleveland Indians organization, playing primarily with the Akron Rubber Ducks, also in the Eastern League. And he also got a brief taste of AAA ball with the Columbus Clippers.
Two spot starts.
And so, yeah, keeps working his way up the Cleveland ladder. Of course, coming out of Valdosta State.
Calvary Day School.
In Calvary Day School, two-sport athlete. Thus far, Dom is 4-1 right now in 32 innings. ERA, a little bit high as of right now.
In Double A
as of right now. So, but...
What I'm impressed with Dom this year, 22 strikeouts and only 5 walks. Teams are hitting,
walks are staying down.
you put double A, you know, and triple A, I mean, together, he's got a pretty good batting average. They're not hitting well against them. But like you said, the coach told him, don't worry about that. It's more about getting guys out and doing what you got to do.
And he's still working on his pitches, too.
When you strike out more than you walk, it's pretty impressive.
Well, yeah, you always want to have that ratio there. But, yeah, his two spot starts, he was fantastic in Columbus.
Yep, it's so, pretty impressive.
Pretty great stuff. And just, yeah, I mean, I've had the chance to meet Dama couple of times now, and just a great guy, 6'3", 190, and just happy he's doing as well as he is, and it's always nice, local boy made good.
Well, let's talk about the man that's in the big leagues that got himself a little bling last year.
Oh, yeah, he got one.
Josh Reddick.
Also got a nice little wrestling belt, too.
Well, that, you know, he's into that WWEF, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah, Josh Reddick, yeah, he loves his wrestling, and of course, if you ever seen him on Intentional Talk, you know, on MLB Network, he'll come on there, and he's got his room, he's got his wrestling room, he's got the giant belt, he brought that over with him from Oakland, and of course, if you've seen any of the video from the World Series, post-game locker room celebration, he's going crazy, he's spraying champagne, he's wearing that big honking belt, just a funny guy.
In his All-American flag Speedo.
Oh, yeah. Yes, but see, he's from Effingham, and he has no shame.
So, but anyway, on the season, he's batting .228, but he got a little – he was put on the ML.
He's been banged up considerably this season.
But you know what happened? It turned into staph infection.
Yeah, and that's scary stuff, and you got to keep an eye on that.
So he just came back. He was in the lineup on Thursday against the Rangers. He went 1-for-4. Sorry, he was back in the lineup on Wednesday. He went 1-for-4 against Texas. I mean, he's in a good outfield with Springer, you know, and Kemp, you know. So, I mean, Kemp's playing for the Astros?
No.
Tony Kemp.
Okay. No, not Matt Kemp.
Okay, so
they got to cover up the ball for the Dodgers right now, and he's 34.
Right, yeah. So Reddick set out last night, but once again, he was sidelined for 10 games with staph infection. So it's pretty nasty stuff. So, but once again, he's back. He was in the lineup on Wednesday. Hopefully, he'll be in the lineup tonight. So we'll see what happens with that. But that's the guys that are playing some minor league and major league baseball. You got anything to add to that before we go to break?
No, I think that's just about everybody right now. And just, it's just glad to see these guys working away at the ladder. It's guys we've talked about in last season shows. And we got some guys getting close to the show. And there's nothing like that first call.
Oh, I can't wait. Hopefully somebody hears my prayers. So I'd love
me
to
too.
See
I want some tickets. You kidding me?
So, once again, I'm the coach, Carl DeMasi, here with the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. We're live at Mellow Mushroom, Pula, Georgia, right off of Pula Parkway, 409 Pula Parkway. Come on by. Sign up for free Braves tickets. Get a T-shirt. We got Mellow Mushroom Bucks. You want to come in? Get
still
a pie?
Got plenty of them.
Get $10 off your pie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah, dinner's on us. We got you.
Dinner's on us. So, once again, you're listening to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah. Who's On First? Here's Carl DeMasi and Kyle Lawson.
Green. And welcome back to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show right here. And it's all presented by Mellow Mushroom of Pooler right at 409 Pooler Parkway. Come on by. We're live. We're on the patio. It's not that hot out here. It's very nice.
It's nice now.
Stop on by. Put your name in the box. You can win free Braves tickets. We got T-shirts. We got Mellow Mushroom Bucks. Come on by and say hi and join the show. And once again, it's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and, of course, the baseball fanatic himself, Kyle Lawson. Well, it's time to highlight our presenter, our sponsor, and of course that's Mellow Mushroom. So I'm handing my microphone over to Melanie. Take it away, fanatic.
Okay, I'm joined right now with the manager of Mellow Mushroom Pooler. We have Melanie Kappel. Melanie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty great. And thanks again. Yeah, it's a great turnout here at Mellow for everybody that came out. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, make sure to come by and sign up for some Atlanta Braves chance to win some Atlanta Braves ticket and get some Mellow Bucks. But yeah, great location, great weather out here. And tell us right now, first off, how long you been with Mellow Mushroom?
So I've been with Mellow Mushroom the whole business for about 5 years, but I've been at this particular store for only about a month or two now.
Really? Okay.
I started over in the Statesboro store, but I got a little promotion and moved over here.
Good for you. Yeah, I've been out there a couple of times.
Yes.
Yeah. So right now, yeah, this is a great location, and you guys have got, of course, you got amazing pizza and sandwiches,
yeah.
But
we got an awesome beer selection.
You got an awesome beer selection.
Awesome,
I'll tell you that
selection
right now. And but first off, tell us any special events that are going on right now at the cooler location?
Right now we're trying to push our Two Tides Hydrous beer. Two Tides is a new brewery in Savannah.
Yep.
So right now we're doing that. It's
fantastic.
A double IPA. Awesome. I love going to Two Tides. They're such a great company. And so we're trying to push that right
now. 40th Street, check them out.
Yes, it's awesome. It's awesome. So we're doing that. We also have weekly night specials. We've got like Mondays is kids night where they can make their own pizzas. We got trivia on Wednesdays, so we're gonna do that. We're also trying to push our catering, so we've got a whole separate menu for catering.
Cool, yeah.
We got sandwiches, we got pasta salads, we got cool desserts. I mean, we have a wide range of stuff, so we're trying to push that and get that out, and so everybody knows, because not a lot of people know about that.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool. I mean, honestly, I had no idea. Yeah, hey, go fill out another one here, but if you just. Join us right now. I'm talking with Mellow Mushroom Pooler manager Melanie Cappell. We're talking about some of the events that are going on right now. And, yeah, I mean, I didn't even know you guys were doing the catering. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we just did a huge, huge catering order, which we hit our goal for our quarter with one catering order. So we're hoping to keep that up and keep, you know, pushing that and get the word out. Of course, we can do for our normal menu, our pizzas and our munchies and things like that. But we're really trying to push our actual specific catering menu. Yeah,
yeah.
So you can find that here. And we got awesome coupons. We got like $5 off and things like that. So yeah, you can come in and find that and get some coupons.
Yeah, well, this is definitely a great spot. And yeah, actually,
it's beautiful
ordered a pie a minute ago here, so
yeah,
I'm getting ready for
get?
That. So just I'm traditional. I just wanted the pepperoni.
Sometimes
I go with the Mighty Meaty.
Of course, that's classic.
That's the second one.
Yeah.
Depends on how much meat I want.
Yeah, you know.
So it all depends. But you a sports fan at all? Baseball fan?
Yeah, I like baseball.
Okay. Who's your team?
So the Mets right now is when my boyfriend's Phillies fan.
Huge, wow.
Huge Phillies fan. But
that cannot go over
no,
well.
No, so I'm only a Phillies fan when they're not playing the Mets. Other than that, he and I are rivals.
That is still a
100%.
Bold...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not pretty.
No, it can't be. I mean, geez, that'd be like, you know, of course, if you listen to the show, you know that I'm a huge Chicago Cubs fan.
Right.
And, yeah, that'd be like, you know, me dating a White Sox fan or a Cardinals fan. Ain't going to happen.
No.
So good on you for being the bigger person,
right,
first off.
Right.
But I was like, yeah, I was about to say, yeah, Mets and Philly.
Phillies.
Wow,
oh,
that's pretty awesome. So are you from
I'm
the Northeast?
I'm from New York.
Though? You're from New York?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I know. I heard your accent earlier.
You're from New York.
Long Island.
Where?
Lynbrook. Yes.
Yeah, I was about to say coach has found a fellow New Yorker, of course, and
that's awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah, I was about to say he's a Yankee fan, but yeah, he's got some Mets. He had some Mets love in there.
Yeah. No, my one of the guys that just graduated from my high school back at home just signed with the Yankees.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Siegler, he's awesome. Yeah, he's great baseball player.
That's fantastic. But yeah, so we got a. And we did talk about that, and you said the Two Tides Hydrous. Do you have any other specials that are currently going on right now?
We have the Hydrous. We have Orpheus Atalanta. It's like a sour. We're trying to push. Sours are actually really in right now, which not
it's
a lot,
crazy.
Yeah, a lot of people are not all about sours, but I think once you try it and once you get out there and like, you know, expand that palate, it's a great beer. It's an awesome beer. I love my Atalanta. It's a good one. And it's a local.
Yeah, it's a local one. So, yeah, it's like, hey, I love, that's one of my favorite things is, yeah, you got plenty of good local beers. You know, of course, yeah, Two Tides, Orpheus, got some Southbound on tap.
We got some Southbound. We just did not Hydrous, that's the Two Tides. We did New Realms Hoplandia.
Yep.
We just put that one on. So that one's a new one on there. We've got lots of, and we have happy hour every day. So,
what are the hours?
Between 2 and 6, we have $1 off our drafts. So that's an awesome, awesome deal, especially
not
with
too shabby for some good.
Especially some good crafts. You got, good crafts. So you know that $1 off it makes a difference.
Yeah, it always does. And yeah, so yeah, 2 to 6 every day. Always got some happy hour. Come by and grab a snack over here. So yeah,
we got some pretzels.
Yeah, get some. Yeah, I love those. And yeah, it's like so. Yeah, of course at Mellow Mushroom Pooler, we are at 409 Pooler Parkway. Mm-hmm. Stop by. We got a few more minutes coming up to 8 o'clock here, and. Melanie, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, of course, thanks for having me, guys.
Of course, come out and see Melanie, everybody here at Mellow Mushroom Pooler. Come out for the great beer selection
pizza,
you name it, they've got it. So we're going to go ahead and take a break here. So, Melanie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah,
no problem.
You got it. So, all right, that brings us up to our final break. When we come back here on the Who's On First Major League Baseball show.
What are you giving a girl from Long Island a hard time for? Just because she's not from the east side of Chicago, I mean.
East side. There is
north side?
Yeah, north side. East side, you would be in the middle of Lake Michigan. It doesn't exist.
Where's west side?
Where you don't want to go.
So what do I want to do in the south side? Be a White Sox fan?
No, just don't go.
Don't go to the – okay.
So. I'll keep it very simple for you. Yeah, you always got to get one little dig in before we get a break.
You got to. I mean, you're picking on a girl from Long Island.
I didn't even say anything. I just asked about the beer specials. No, she's a Met fan.
Okay. The Mets. Well, I can't hear. I'm standing over there. You're talking to her.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I got to though.
Melanie. Yeah, boyfriend's a Phillies fan.
Melanie, I'm Yankees. Sorry.
Hey, they're playing each other tonight. The game's on right now.
But I'm so old that I watched them win two World Series. But anyway, yeah, come on, stop on by Mellow Mushroom in Pula, Georgia. Great crowd, great bunch of people serving, waitressing, the manager Melanie,
and you know, got a big old pizza over there too.
We got a big old pizza waiting for the two big guys right here. But once again, it's great to do these places, do remotes at certain places, and. Great atmosphere right here.
Oh, this is fantastic. Sun's going down and, you know, plenty of great pizzas, great beers on tap. Just, it's just a good way to think of a better place to sit around and talk baseball.
Can you pronounce the spotlight beverage of the week or the beer of the week?
The Two Tides Hydrus. And Two Tides is a fantastic brewery. Free plug for them. They are on 40th Street in Starland District of Savannah. It is fantastic, and yeah, so a lot of great local beers here.
Back in the day, we didn't have Southbound, Northbound, Athens, Sweetwater. We just had Bud. We had Miller. We had Schlitz.
Genesee. I bet you drank Genesee Cream Ale, being from New York.
No, that's,
you didn't?
That's upstate. That's
Syracuse beer.
That's for the people that live up in the country. Okay, so okay. You know, we're talking about Knickerbocker beer, Schlitz, Wrangell, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Those are the real American beers. This IPA stuff, I couldn't tell you what's what.
Yeah, well, if you like it, they've got it here, so you can come and get one.
There you go. There
you want
go.
A Bud Light?
Come meet us over here. I'll have a Bud, and you can have your IPA.
I'm
going
to go buy Carl a Ballantine here, since we're talking about old defunct beers. Yeah, I've had a Ballantine.
But do you remember the Ballantine Blast?
The Ballantine Blast of the game?
Any time a Yankee hit a home run, it was called the Ballantine Blast.
Well, you'd bring on Mel Allen.
Mel Allen. Like,
yeah, sit down for Yankees baseball and crack and open a
Phil Rizzuto would be right behind him saying, holy cow!
I can't even eat pizza with two hands.
But anyway, come on by. It's a great establishment, great place, Mellow Mushroom, great pizza, one of my favorite pizza places. Or as we say up north, you can get a great pie right here at Mellow Mushroom in Pula, Georgia at 409 Pula Parkway. Come join us. We got about 20 minutes to go. You're listening to the Who's On First Major League Baseball Show, presented to you by Mellow Mushroom of Pula, Georgia, and it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, Hilton Head.
It's the Coach and Kyle on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Who's On First Major League Baseball Show right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, Hilton Head. And once again, those dials are AM 1400, FM 104.3, and 92.7 Hilton Head. And it's all presented to you by Mellow Mushroom, Pula, Georgia, right here on Pula Parkway. Come on by.
409 Pula Parkway. Yeah.
409 Pula Parkway. Put it in your GPS. We're right by the public sign here. We're on the patio. It's the coach.
Come by and say hi.
And, of course, the baseball fanatic. Kyle Lawson, come by, say hi. You can win Braves tickets. You could get a T-shirt. We got Mellow Mushroom Bucks. Come by and have a pie on us.
$10 off. Come by and grab one, and yeah, pie's on us. Yeah, we just had a little bit of our pie. Got here during the break.
You were too busy socializing. I down one really quick.
I'm a man of the people. I have to go talk. Despite the fact I hang out with these people all the time, they still showed up.
I'm glad you got. I'm glad. I mean, it looks good for us. People are listening to us.
No, it's packed right now. It's like we got ourselves a full patio right now, and of course inside, yeah, we got, you know, just, you know, there's a pretty good wait right now, but everybody's sitting up at the bar. In the last segment, we talked with
Melanie
Kappel, and she's the manager here at Mellow Mushroom. Told us about all the great specials. Definitely go to mellowmushroom.com and find out about some of the catering options. But I think that's pretty cool.
No, I didn't even know they catered.
No, and I guess that just got started here. And, of course, they got a great beer selection and a lot of local drinks. Of course, right now their beer of the month is the Two Tides Hydrus. It's an IPA, kind of citrusy. I've had it. I like it. Not right now. I'm on the air.
I've never had it. And
I don't think you're going
on
to.
Trying
well,
it.
Your Ballantine's on the way, Carl.
No, just you know.
You just want a Budweiser.
Just give me a domesticated beer.
Domesticated?
Yeah.
Nah, one of them wild beers.
One of the wild beers, okay. All right, well, you know, we're down to the last segment. We got about 8-9 minutes to go here, so We're going to be coming up into the All-Star break July 10th in Washington, D.C., home of the Stanley Cup champions, Washington Capitals. But we're talking about the Washington Nationals. They'll be hosting it.
Yep, they'll be hosting it. It's a great stadium, and yeah, I'm hoping in a few years it will come back to my beloved Wrigley Field. But Nationals Park, if you haven't been to Washington, D.C., it is absolutely a gorgeous ballpark. Newer ballpark built right in the heart of downtown D.C., and home to one of the best teams in the East right now. Of course, you get a three-headed monster out there with the Braves and Phillies right there on their heels, and it's going to be a pretty fun second half right now. And some early voting's already come in for some of the All-Star votes right now. And
Well, let's hold off on the Braves right away because we are your station for Braves baseball. At 8:55, you'll get the pregame because the Braves are out on the West Coast. The 10:10 is the first pitch.
Yeah, 10:10. So, yeah,
Dodgers.
Stay up late for that one.
But, we're going to count on our regulars. We're going to get Mike Trout. We're going to get Chris Bryant. We're going to get Bryce Harper. We're going to get Max Scherzer.
Scherzer.
It's a tongue twister for me, okay? You know, and then, of course,
he has two differently colored eyes.
Really?
Yeah, he does. He's just got, it's just, you know, weird anomaly. He's got a perfect vision. He's got,
learn something new every day.
Dun 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 dun. And he's got a hazel eye and a blue eye, and it's funny, you wouldn't think about it, and then you look at his, but you know, either way, I don't care what color his eyes are, he comes out there and he's an absolute beast. Not a guy that I want to face in October.
But and we'll talk about some of the other All-Stars. I'm going to go into the American League right now. I think as far as a pitcher goes or pitching goes, these two guys are the top on my list. And of course, you know, Kluber. Okay, but, you know, guys that we're not thinking about, Trevor Bauer and Charlie Morton of the Astros.
Yeah, I was about to say, Charlie Morton, I mean, it's a testament to, you know, just, you know, going to the Astros. You look at a guy that was originally drafted in Charlie Morton, drafted by the Braves, got hurt, high draft pick, goes over to the Pirates, keeps trying to find a way to get healthy. And, you know, and right now, I mean, when he was with Pittsburgh, he was kind of looked at as, you know, like a fourth or fifth, you know, option out there. And, you know, he goes and kind of reinvents himself, and he's a key part of that World Championship Astros team. And, you know, he's fit right in there. And, yeah, I mean, he's been.
I mean, Verlander's a lock.
Well, yeah, Verlander's a lock. He's come over, again, another guy that's reinvented himself.
From
coming
Detroit.
Off a really rough year with the Tigers, but of course.
Yeah, but as soon as he gets to Houston, he's lights out.
Yeah, he comes in there, and, yeah, I mean, changes scenery, sometimes does all the good in the world. Now, I want to talk about a first-time All-Star that I think right now. And of course, he comes from my beloved Chicago Cubs.
I'm still in the American League here. You cut me off here.
No, we're going back and forth.
Okay, so go with yours then.
We're going back and forth. We're talking young All-Stars here. I'm talking, of course, about Javier Baez, the dynamic second baseman shortstop of my beloved Chicago Cubs. Incredible power. Doesn't walk a lot, as we can see, but he's got 14 bombs right now. And just seems like every game he's got another highlight reel play. And he's certainly going to merit a lot of votes. And
we talked about this guy before, Albert Almora.
Albert Almora, he's had okay.
I know he's getting overshadowed by Bryant, Rizzo, and your Baez, but I mean, he's the most one of the best center field. I'm talking about a Cub here. I think he's one of the best center fielders in Major League Baseball right now.
First off, nothing wrong with being a Cub. Second of all,
he's only hitting behind Mike Trout.
Yeah, he's had an incredible start.
Among center fielders, I'm talking about.
Yeah, among center fielders, yeah. He's got a surprising, I mean, he was the first draft pick of the Epstein regime when he came in there. Of course, he was picked up in 2011 and came up there and actually got some playing time, got called up as a rookie in 2016. But really, he has made it almost impossible for Joe Maddon to keep him out of the lineup in center field. He's made, you know, as many circus catches as, I mean, it's unbelievable, some of the stuff he can do.
You think the showman's a lock?
Shohei Ohtani.
You think he's a lock?
He's going to get some votes, but right now with his injury, and again, he had the UCL strain, and so usually that
means...
Give
him a break.
You know, he's got a shot to get voted in. I think he will, just because of the great start he's had. But
And Major League Baseball wants the publicity.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, the All-Star game is a popularity contest. It's just how it is.
And I'm glad it doesn't count who gets home field advantage anymore.
Well, okay, that's one of the good things Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Baseball, has done.
Did the right thing.
That was the stupidest rule. And, I mean, of course, it was like, well, it ended in a tie. Well, guess what? It's an exhibition game. Who cares?
And so, just a reminder, you're listening to Who's On First, Major League Baseball show. This is the second one of the season for us. I'm Carl DeMasi, your co-host with, of course, Kyle Lawson. Okay, so this is one that I got to get out here. I've been dying to tell you, and we'll go to the Braves in a couple minutes. But Scooter Gennett.
Scooter Gennett with the Reds. I mean, he's playing on a rebuilding Reds club right now, and I mean,
how about in the month of May, this guy batted 344, 12 home runs, 44 RBIs, a 947 OPS percentage. That's what is it?
On base plus slugging.
Plus slugging. I mean, I know he's a second baseman, but I mean, it's unbelievable. He slugged 27 homers and drove in 98 runs last year. I know Baez will likely be the starter because he is your beloved Cubs, and the Cub fans are going to go wild. But I'm telling you, Scooter Gennett, he's got my
he'll get some votes and he deserves it.
I know it might take something away about from Ozzie Albies too.
Possibly Ozzie Albies as well. Of course, the Atlanta Braves, you know, having a fantastic season at second base. And honestly, if you're asking me to pick who would be my starting second baseman in the National League, I'm glad you brought up Scooter Gennett though, because he gets overshadowed playing on a young Reds team, of course, with Joey Votto. But just one more thing on Scooter. When he came up with Milwaukee, it was like, okay, he's just kind of a rangy infielder. He didn't think he really had a lot of power. And, you know, it also helps that he plays in Cincinnati. He's in a hitter's ballpark.
And a last-place team.
Yeah, last-place team, but he's carrying the load for a rebuilding team.
Mookie and Scooter, buddy. Scooter.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We got about 3 minutes to go here, so we got to talk a little bit about the Braves choices.
So we'll bring it out.
You
here.
Want your first choice in the Braves? Go right ahead.
Well, okay, Freddie Freeman is the right now. He's playing,
is a lock.
Yeah, he's an absolute lock. And if he does not start, I will be blown away. The only other argument I would make, of course, would be possibly Joey Votto, and of course, you know, Anthony Rizzo having a strong month after a really tough start. He will get some votes as a fan favorite as well. But, yeah, Freddie's in there. I'm seeing two Braves in the infield right now. I see Freddie, and I see Ozzie Albies in there as well. And I'm kind of going on a limb, but I don't really think I am as far as, you know, when managers looking at pitchers. Sean Newcomb's going to get a look.
Oh, he's definitely in there. So I think Fulton Avery's going to get a look too.
Yeah, Fulty right now, he's got 88 strikeouts. Yeah,
he's hot.
Yeah, no, he's played incredibly well. The big thing with Fulton Evans has always been control, and he's finding ways to actually, yeah, he can control that slider a little bit better right now, and he's becoming a big part of that rotation right now. Man, I can't believe it's like only got
3 minutes left.
Okay. 3 minutes left. Man.
My surprise, my pick of the year. No, it's okay. He's an all-star pick. Old guy. He's 34 years old. He's having a career year in his 13th season. Never an all-star, despite 2,000 career hits. He leads the NL with 81. He has 26 multi-hit games, and he ranks fourth in batting average at .328. And I'm talking about Nick Markakis.
Really? You think he's having a fantastic year? Of course, he's got the 81 hits right now.
And 26 multi-hit games.
He's already got 39 runs scored, so that puts him, he's in a tie for six right now. I mean, he's tied with the likes of Freddie Freeman and, of course, Nolan Arenado, the dynamic shortstop or dynamic third baseman of the Colorado Rockies. To me, the best third baseman in the National League.
But Markakis has got to be in outfield.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think he will get in as a reserve.
So
I think he will. But, I mean, hey, it's a nice story to hear, especially for a young guy kind of having an older veteran kind of have a little bit of an Indian summer. But, I mean, it all goes into just playing good baseball at the right time, and it's the Braves are a year earlier to the party. I keep saying it throughout this show, but it's true. It's been a lot of fun if you are a Braves fan. Of course, you can catch every Braves game right here on ESPN, Savannah Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM, and in Hilton Head on 92.7. And, yeah, we're bringing you up to it.
Well, buddy, great show. We don't have more time to talk about All-Stars, but
we're
going
to have a lot more to talk about.
No, we don't. We don't even talk about what's going to happen the next month because we got about a minute and a half to go here. But once again, great job. This guy's besides all the notes, he's got a plethora of knowledge of what's going on in Major League Baseball. I mean, he's telling me guys that got drafted way back when by who. I mean, so.
It's a sickness.
It's a fanatic.
Yeah.
So we
fanaticism.
You got it, fanaticism. Okay, so we got about a minute to go here. Once again, Cody Queen back in the room, doing a great job.
Always getting it done. Thanks again for producing the show, Cody. Always do a great job.
And you can't forget about the man that runs ESPN Savannah, the general manager.
Yeah, you ordered the pie for me.
John Cabrera.
Yeah.
But
Johnny always doing a great job.
He didn't come in with his White Sox shirt today.
No, I burned it.
So keep in mind, following show, you got about 55 minutes.
Throw it over the fence and let Arby's deal with it.
We got about 55 minutes before we go into the Braves pregame show. They're on the West Coast. They're taking on the Dodgers. First pitch is 10-10.
10-10 start.
Brandon McCarthy's on the hill. He's toeing a rubber. So, quick, I'll give you 10 seconds here. Anything you got to say about?
Coach, great show. Let's do it again next month. What do you say?
We just got to find someone to have us. Hopefully, Mellow Mushroom Pool will have us back.
All right.
But once again, thank you for listening. And remember, this is the Who's On First Major League Baseball show presented by ESPN Radio Savannah. And, of course, tonight, Mellow Mushroom in Pooler, Georgia. We got to thank Melanie and her crew. They did a great job. And, you know, whatever you may be doing, as I say every show, always hit it out of the park. I know it's a baseball reference, but always hit it out of the park. Until we meet you again or talk to you again, may it be your best week ever. We'll be right back. We'll be right back after this. So, well, we're out of here, and that's the end of the show.
Tune in next time when the Coach and Kyle talk baseball. Coach Carl DeMasi, Kyle Lawson, Who's On First on ESPN Radio.